find a comfortable seated position and let your eyes close or soften downward. Take a moment to settle. There's no rush. This practice is about one thing, creating a little space between you and your thoughts. Not erasing your thoughts, not arguing with them, just stepping back from them, far enough that they have a little less power over you. Here's the thing about thoughts. They're not facts. They're events, mental events that arise, stay for a while, and eventually move on. But sometimes, especially during difficult seasons, our thoughts feel like absolute truth, and when we treat thoughts like facts, we feel everything those thoughts carry. So let's try something different. Take a breath in and out. Bring to mind a thought that's been bothering you lately. It doesn't have to be the hardest one, just something that shows up regularly, something that feels urgent or true in a way that's uncomfortable. Let it form in your mind, whatever it is. Now, instead of engaging with it, just observe it, as if you're watching it from a slight distance, not from inside it, but from just outside it. Notice that this thought has words, maybe an image. Notice its texture. Is it loud or quiet, sharp or dull? Does it feel urgent? Now, gently, we're going to change the way we relate to it. Instead of thinking the thought, try saying to yourself, "I'm having the thought that," and then finishing the sentence. For example, instead of "I'm failing," try, "I'm having the thought that I'm failing." Notice what happens when you add those words. The thought becomes something you're observing rather than something you are. It's still there, but it's not quite as solid as it was. Take a breath. Now imagine the thought floating. Picture it on a leaf, drifting slowly down a stream. You're standing on the bank, watching it pass. You're not in the stream. You're not chasing the leaf. You're just watching. The thought moves toward you, and then past you, and further downstream. You don't have to force it to go faster. You don't have to be unbothered. You can watch it with kindness, even if it's a painful thought. Another breath in and out. Now let a second thought arise. Maybe it's a reaction to the first one, or something else that surfaces, whatever comes. again, I'm having the thought that. Place it on the stream. Watch it travel. You are not your thoughts. You are the person observing them. The one standing on the bank. The one who notices them coming and notices them going and remains. Take a few breaths here. Just open awareness. Let thoughts come and go without grabbing onto any of them. Some will float by quickly. Some will linger. That's okay. Just keep watching from the bank. If a thought pulls you in, and you find yourself inside it again, that's not failure. That's just what minds do. Just notice, ah, I got swept up in that one, and gently step back to the bank. Breathe. The stream keeps moving. Your thoughts keep moving, and you remain. This practice doesn't require your thoughts to be positive, or for the difficult ones to stop appearing. It just asks you to hold them a little more lightly, to remember that a thought is a thought, not a verdict, not a fact. Not you. Take three more breaths here, slow and easy. One. Two. Three. When you're ready, let the stream and the thoughts fade from your mind. Return to the room, to your breath, to your body. You are here, steady and present, just as you were before those thoughts arrived. Carry this with you. The next time a difficult thought shows up, see if you can notice it as a thought rather than a truth. That's the whole practice, and it's enough.